Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Doesn't start off with as much of a bang anymore, does it? But we just watched Your Monster from 2024. This is directed by Caroline Lindy, who it looks like this is her first feature film. She has a bunch of shorts, including Your Monster short, which this is based off of, and one called Aspirational Slut.
Nice.
So we definitely have some movies from last year that we just were too late on, kind of missed. Mm-hmm. This is one. I don't think this would have made my top 10. I think it would have been on the honorable mentions, though, for sure.
Yeah, I think it definitely would have been on my honorable mentions. It was a really good movie.
Yeah. But there's still a few. Like, we still need to see Red Rooms and what's that other? Heretic.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are, like, the big ones that we just missed. And at the end of the year, it was like, oh, totally forgot about these.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise. I like this a lot. I mean, a lot of people seem to really like this. One thing that was interesting off the bat is I think some people might look at this and be like, is this really a horror movie? Because it feels like a kind of romantic comedy thing, you know?
I guess, but I think it's a horror movie.
I will say it plays with that, and it definitely, at the end, shows it like, oh no, it's a horror movie for sure.
Yeah.
And that's something I just want to mention it here so we don't need to bring it up again during spoiler free, because it's the thing I want to talk about the most.
Okay.
Is, yeah, this does have a really, really strong ending.
Mm.
And I think that's the part that, like, really took this over the top for me. There are movies like The Guest, you know, stuff like that, where the movie is like, it's good, it's fine, I'm into it. And then the ending is like 5 seconds that takes it over the top. I think that's the case here. But I don't want to say anything else about that. Do you get what I'm saying, though?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the movie is really, it's kind of interesting because it's set up as, you know, the main actress, she gets a cancer diagnosis, and the movie opens with her boyfriend, who she's been with for a long time, and they have a really close relationship. He breaks up with her, like, in the hospital when she's dealing with, like, the most shitty fucking breakup possible.
Yeah.
And he turns out to be, like, the worst boyfriend of all time.
Yes.
Like, he is really so fucking terrible. But the movie then is just about, like, her kind of overcoming all of that and moving forward with her life and finding strength in this monster living in her house. Like, it's very, like, it's kind of surreal. Like, it's a weird fantasy element. So, it's hard to talk about in, like, literal terms, but it is, like, it's a dude. It's a monster. It's very much like Beauty and the Beast type of story. And I think that's the vibe I got from the trailer.
Yeah.
You know? But a big question in the movie, which I think you can even get this just from watching the trailer, is, like, is the monster real or is he in her head?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think the movie, like, it does a really good job playing with that idea and making you kind of go back and forth. And then I think the movie does definitively answer that, I think, by the end, in my opinion. Okay?
Yes.
But it's just, it's fun. You know, it's a movie that it's very much comedy. It's very funny. But it's also, it can be, like, very heavy, very heartfelt. I don't know. I just, I think this was really fun and surprising. And I kind of like when horror really stretches out into, like, other adjacent genres and shows that, like, you can tell a lot of different stories in horror.
Yeah.
And this was, it was a really good one of those.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about it?
I really liked it. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting from it because I don't think I remember really watching a lot of trailers on it. And just seeing, like, posters and stuff online. But it definitely exceeded my expectations because I think I wasn't really expecting much. I didn't know what to expect. And
I think the trailer, it really did make it look like this Beauty and the Beast kind of, like, Beauty and the Beast in modern day kind of story. And then hearing people describe it as horror is kind of the part that makes it intriguing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll really say, again, without spoiling anything, that part of the movie is one of the things that's the most interesting about it as a horror fan, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it definitely that question elevates the movie a lot. I did think it's funny. This actually does have a lot to do with like musical theater.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I knew about that going into it.
No, I don't think I did either.
That was the hardest thing for me to navigate.
Really?
Not as like, I'm not criticizing musical theater. It's okay. Because I don't watch any of that. So okay. I guess you would be different because you seem to be like, you have a tiny little theater kid living inside of you.
Yes.
That I do not have. It's more that like, there was so much stuff when it got really deep into that where I was completely lost. And I was just kind of like, okay, like, I guess I'm just along for the ride. Like, it's like a language I don't understand.
This reminds me of your reaction to Destroy All Neighbors, where you, like, oh, you yeah. really liked it, but, like, the musical aspect.
It just didn't connect with me, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It did make me wonder, because we still haven't seen Wicked, and that's one of those movies that I just feel like we have to see.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're actively excited to see it. I just feel like, well, I guess I just have to see this because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I am really excited for Wicked, but only because it really does seem to be, like, very artistic. And I'm just curious to see that, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. But I bring it up because I'm now wondering, like, am I even going to be able to follow this movie? Like, I don't know.
You'll be able to follow it.
I guess we'll see. And that didn't, like, it's not like the story didn't make sense because of that. It's just because, yeah, her boyfriend is a playwright, her ex-boyfriend, I should say. And that turns into a big element of the movie. And some of the plot is maybe, like, some of the true feelings of the characters is, like, conveyed through the play, I guess. And, yeah, that was the stuff where I was, like, really, like, concentrating hard, like, trying to pick up on what they were doing. Do you get what I'm saying?
I guess we'll have to talk about that more.
Yeah, later. We'll get to the spoilers. Let's just do that now. I mean, is there anything else? Because, I mean, you liked it, I liked it.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's definitely one of the best from last year.
Yeah.
But let's just get to spoilers. I'm going to just talk about the ending first, because who gives a fuck? Like, we're in spoilers now. I just want to say, because that was the thing that was so interesting.
Yeah.
The whole movie, it's back and forth. You aren't sure, like, if he's real, if he isn't. And then at the end, when he just fucking kills her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she's, like, continuing the play covered in blood. I was still wondering, like, did this actually happen or was it in her head, you know? And when it cuts to the audience and they're, like, freaking out and you just see her, like, smiling on stage covered in blood, it was like, oh, shit. Like, this completely turned into a horror movie.
Yeah.
I think that's, to me, that is so interesting to have a whole movie where it's never really scary. Like, it plays with a lot of, like, some heavier themes. Mm-hmm. But even the monster, like, when he's, like, growling at her and shit, it's not like it's scary, you know?
Yeah.
So it does feel like this kind of romantic comedy with, like, some serious drama through most of the movie. And then when they're able to hit you in, like, the last 5 seconds, it's like, oh, shit. Like, that's actually some serious fucking horror. It's like, that's just cool. That's really cool.
Really cool.
Like, I think it plays with the genre in, like, an interesting way.
Yeah, I think that whole ending scene was so well done because it, like, even her costuming, switching in between, like, real blood and then, like, fake blood that looked like it was, like, ironed on. I thought that was really cool to, like, show that. Because it plays with your head. You're like, wait a minute, is this a new play?
Yeah.
or did she actually kill him? And, I think they did really great with that.
It's cool. I mean, it's the audience reaction that, like, sells it. Because she puts on this crazy good performance. So you're waiting for it to cut to the audience. And they'll be like, bravo! Yes! Like, cheering and shit. But they're just all horrified.
Yeah.
And that's the turn that's so great.
Yeah.
But and it definitely, if you've seen The Guest, you know what we're saying. I don't want to say anymore. I don't want to spoil another movie in here.
Don't do that.
If you know, you know. But yeah, I mean, back to the beginning. Now that we got that out of the way. Because fuck it. I did pick up, like, pretty quickly on, you know, she's hardcore grieving, you know, losing her boyfriend, even though, like, Even by then, when you don't know how much of a complete shithead he is, it's still like, why the fuck? Why do you care about this guy so much? Like, I'm sorry. Just, You gotta move on. He fucking sucks.
Yeah, I will say, in the beginning of the story, I was worried as to where we were gonna take this. I was okay, her boyfriend did a really shitty thing, but she's like still like hopelessly in love with him, which, I mean, obviously is relatable, but like, I was like, what message are we sending?
Yeah, it is also just like, I don't care how good your relationship was. If he's not going to be there when you really need him, then like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, move the fuck on.
Yeah.
But I picked up on how when the monster first shows up, and even though he's like super mean and aggressive to her and shit.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's almost presented as like, I think they kind of introduced that he may have been almost like an imaginary friend that she had when she was younger.
Yeah.
Which helped her to like channel her rage, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this what?
I love when you go like,
I have to reset.
Reset.
It helps me get my head reset.
I love it though.
Is this what it's like to be a psychopath, that you just have like a monster that's living inside of you, containing your rage?
I don't know. I don't know if I really want to touch on that. I feel like, that could become sensitive.
Sure. But yeah, it's like, it's an interesting touch, and it's a good way of portraying, you know, dealing with that kind of internal rage. Mm-hmm. And it really starts to feel like, yeah, maybe this is just something in her head when everything that he's doing, when they first introduce him, he's like being annoying as shit to her and everything. But it's all to like encourage more positive behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like as she's sinking into like just eating ice cream and watching musicals, he's like bugging the shit out of her so that she can't just have a whole pity party, you know? And like encouraging her to get up and go out and all this stuff. It's like literally everything he does, even though on the surface it's like, it seems mean.
Yeah.
It's actually helping her.
Yeah.
I think that's an important part of like where the movie is kind of going, and then why the big turn at the end is so extreme.
Yeah,
I don't know, because it is like he encourages her to go and try out for that play that because her boyfriend is I guess some super famous playwright.
I don't know.
He seems like such a fucking dickhead. Like, I don't know. That was one of the things when they were showing rehearsals and how they were treating the actors and stuff. Yeah. It was like, oh, I guess, is this just really how it is in theater? Is this all just normal?
I don't know from a personal perspective, but I mean, being on film sets, I mean, the director can, there's a stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, I don't really want to like dive too deep into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like directors can and tend to take advantage of young women.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised. It was just that it's like I said, I like stuff like this where I feel like I'm going into a different world and I have to just figure out like, okay, what is normal here? Because everyone seemed to be just taking it all in stride, you know, when he was being such a dickhead and like super pretentious about his fucking masterpiece and everything. But I did like how her kind of emotional journey, it seemed to build towards her just basically like, instead of it being some happy thing where, oh, she just learns to forgive him and move on and be a better person. I like that it's basically like, no, like it's not fucking okay, like what has happened to you, and you shouldn't just accept it and move on.
Yeah.
Like you should be fucking pissed about it. And that all builds up to that big emotional outburst, you know, where she just really lays into him about everything. Which, again, I was wondering, like, oh, is this also a normal part of theater? Because everyone else is kind of just, like, just rolling with it, you know?
I mean, creatives are very emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I'm aware. I know. But I do think that it's, that whole approach to it is really interesting, too. Just very, like, empowering, like it was so like cathartic to see that happen in the middle of the movie. It's like finally somebody's like, no, like obviously this is not okay.
I think that scene in particular when she's kind of just doing the like, no, it's okay, it's okay, and then he keeps going, no, It's not okay. Yeah. It's not okay. And they basically just fight back and forth until he just like overpowers her into being like, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Like that was actually, that was really powerful. And like you can immediately appreciate the message it's sending with that.
Yeah. I think it rounds out the movie like perfectly. And it brings you to a point where you were hoping, literally everything I was like really hoping to happen actually happened. And like, you know, especially like her relationship with like the other woman, you know, like usually that's portrayed as women like at each other's throats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, it's so refreshing to, for her to find out the information, be like, oh, why didn't anyone tell me? I would have never, you know, like.
No, it's, it sets up like a, this confrontation between her and this famous actress who tries out for the same role and takes it from her. So they portray her as being like this piece of shit, you know, who's coming in here and like further embarrassing her and everything.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the reveal is that she didn't even know about all this drama, this whole situation. And when she finds out about it, then she befriends the main character and they like work together to fix things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's like super refreshing too.
Yeah.
Even though her best friend winds up being like the other super shitty one because she's sleeping with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that was also like...
kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and the movie does have monster sex.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta mention that too. Like, that's all I could think during that scene is just like, all right, we got monster sex in here. Okay. I guess that makes sense. You know, they probably came up with that like... right away we're like, yeah, we gotta include that at some point, we gotta have the monster set. Yeah, and then of course back to the ending, that is what's interesting, is that like after, you know, going on this whole journey of, you know, facing all these problems head on and accepting that like, no, this wasn't okay, and like it's okay to be angry and to do something about it. The something that she does is basically like tear out his throat. And that's the turn where it's like, it's going in a very wholesome kind of direction. And it did feel at the moment when I wasn't sure like whether this was real or not, it did feel like, okay, I guess this is the ultimate cathartic moment, is like imagining killing her ex and then suddenly she finds herself and finds her strength and everything. And yeah, when it again cuts to the audience and their reaction, it's like, oh no, that actually happened. Like, oh, okay. Oh, I don't know if that's the best way to end this journey. But that's how the horror like creeps in, and just such an effective way to just end it right there.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
So I'm excited to see what else she does, since I guess this is her first actual feature movie.
Yeah.
This was really good.
It was really, really good. And I do kind of wish we would have seen it like in time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Look, it happens.
Yeah.
It turns out when you're trying to actually keep up on like all the new horror releases, especially now, because I don't think people might fully understand how, you know, I think the writer's strike contributed to this, that a lot of people went into the indie space, and the indie space is full of a lot of cool horror. So we had new indie horror birthed from that, and we're getting flooded with that shit now. Like, we're already behind this year. We need to see Companion.
Yeah.
And I think Hard Eyes comes out, like, next weekend or something.
Yeah. There's just so much good horror, which is, like, even crazier.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's so a we struggle.
We still got to catch up on a couple things from last year. But that's it for this. You can go to GhostBeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank... everything we cover. I got it. Underneath Skinamarink, but above it's what's inside.
Yeah.
You got a problem?
I don't know. I think it could go above Skinamarink, maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
How much further?
I think right there. Yeah.
So then...
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck? None of this. This is all nonsense.
None of this doesn't even matter anyway. Yeah. It's awesome.
That was a joke. This is the definitive absolute list. It is now below as above, so below, and above Skinamarink at number 41 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What other movies have like a big twist during the last 5 seconds that completely changes the rest of the movie. Because I actually really like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Bye.